You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha in Chutz La'aretz is Parshas Korach, and in Eretz Yisrael we are reading Parshas Chukas. I'd like to share with you a thought that is a theme that runs through both Parshas Korach and Chukas, and actually connects us all the way back to the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, to when 120 years before Parshas Chukas is already at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. Miriam dies, Aaron dies, and 120 years earlier was the birth of Moshe, which also involved Miriam, of course. And I'd like to share with you a thought, a very deep thought, and we're going to touch on a lot of different ideas or points in time. I'm going to share with you a few different midrashim. But we're going to see one specific concept that runs through them all. I'd like to start with reading from Parshas Korach, the very beginning. Vayikach Korach b'Yisro b'n Kohath b'n Levi v'dasam v'avirom b'nei Aliyav. Korach comes, v'yikum l'fnei Moshe. They stood up in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'anoshim b'nei Yisro chamishim masayim, 250 people with them. I'm going to skip here a little bit. Vayikolam Moshe v'Aaron v'yomer aleihem. They came to Moshe and Aaron. Okay? So we have Moshe and Aaron. Let's understand Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam are what I like to call the Mashiach team, the Geula team of that time. And they were the ones, it was Miriam who said to Amram, as we'll be reminded, that he should not be divorced from his wife Yocheved. And when they remarried, they had Moshe. Right? So it was Miriam's pushing that brought about the fact that we would have a redeemer. And Aaron, of course, was the one who remained in Egypt and was the Gadol Hador, the great sage, the great leader of the Jewish people at the time in Egypt, and Moshe came back. But Korach here is saying to them, why are you guys trying to make yourselves higher? Let's listen to the language here. Vayomer lehem rav lachem, ki kol ha'idei kulam kedoshim. They said, you have enough. What are you doing so much here? Why are you taking so much power to yourselves? That's what Korach says. Everyone is holy. V'soicham Hashem, God is inside of them. Listen to this language, it's really important. Hashem is in their midst. Madu tisnasu al kal Hashem. And Korach says, why are you raising yourself up over the congregation of Hashem? Okay, so basically Korach sets down that we are all infused with godliness. Hashem is within us, and why are you trying to pick yourself up and lure it over us? Okay? Now, I'd like to show you something very interesting. Earlier in Parshas Baal Oscha, the Pasuk is talking about how the Jewish people had asked for meat. They had asked for quail. They had asked for meat. Hashem was going to send them quail. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in speaking about, or maybe it's Hashem speaking to Moshe, I didn't look carefully at the context, but this is back in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chaf, and Chaf Aleph, and we'll see that the Medrash is going to bring these Psukim, so stay with me, hold the information I'm about to share with you. Ad Chodesh Yamim, Ad Asher Yetzem Yabchem, V'hoi Alachem L'Zora, Yan Kim Yasnam S'Hashem Asher Bekir Bechem. The Jewish people had complained, they wanted meat. Hashem says to them, you detested God who is in your midst. So it's the same God who's in your midst that Korach says Hashem is in our midst. Hashem says, you detested me. I am in your midst. I'm going to bring you that meat. I'm going to bring you, it's going to come out of your nose. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says something very interesting. Vayomer Moshe, and this is the pasuk that we're going to see in the Medrash together. Vayomer Moshe, Shesh Meos Elef Ragli Ha'ama Asher Anoichi Bekir Boi. Moshe says, it's almost exactly the wording that Hashem says. Hashem says, I am in their midst, and they detest me. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, there are 600,000 people, 600,000 people on foot, Ragli, that I am in their midst. So Moshe sees himself properly, as we'll see, as being someone who's in the midst, inside of the Jewish people. Korach says to him, Hashem is in our midst. Why are you raising yourself up above us? So Korach doesn't see the truth of who Moshe is. Moshe is in the midst of the Jewish people, just like, parallel language, Hashem is in the midst of the Jewish people. And the question is, what is the concept of in the midst? What does it mean that Hashem is inside of the Jewish people? B'soichom, He is in them. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's in the midst of the Jewish people? So to begin to understand this, I want to bring to your attention, there's a few different midrashim here. I've got three different midrashim on my lap. And the first one I'd like to read to you is in Parshas Chukas. So in Parshas Chukas, the pasuk tells us that the Jewish people, I actually have to find this medrash, the Jewish people had come, sequence, let's give you the sequence of events here, okay? It's the end of the time in the Midbar, 40 years they've been in the wilderness, Miriam Anavia dies, she passes away. As a result of that, our sages tell us, the Be'er Miriam, the well, the water that the Jewish people would drink from for their entire sojourn in the desert, 40 years there, it was in her merit, and she passed away, so it disappeared. And now they became thirsty. And then we had the whole interaction of Moshe and Aaron. They were supposed to speak to the rock. The rock was the Be'er Miriam. The water was supposed to return now, but it had to return through speech. Had to return not through striking the rock. Moshe and Aaron make a mistake. They strike the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Now, as a result of that, what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu is not able to bring the Jewish people into Israel. Instead, Yehoshua, his protege, is the one who brings the Jewish people into Israel. Yehoshua, of course, is from the tribe of Ephraim. He is the Mashiach ben Yosef of his generation. We spoke about Mashiach ben Yosef last week. Perhaps we'll touch on it again this week. But as a result of the sin of the water, as a result of the sin of striking the rock, Moshe Rabbeinu falls into that trap. Now, this idea of the sin of striking the water, I was thinking about it, you know, it connects us back to something that happened in the times of Moshe's birth. The times of Moshe's birth, so the Medrash tells us like this. This is in the Medrash in Shmos. Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was placed inside of the water, when he was placed inside of a box, a little boat, inside of the water, so then, until then, there had been a gzer, there was a decree. The Egyptians had made a decree that every single Jewish boy that's born is to be thrown into the river. Why? We'll see why in a moment. But as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the river, the Egyptian Khartoumim, the necromancers of Egypt, they were able to see, they didn't have a clear vision exactly of what was going on, but they were able to see that the Goel, the Redeemer of Israel, was thrown in the water. They were throwing the babies in the water because they wanted to make sure that the one who would be the Redeemer would be killed by being thrown in the water. As soon as Moshe was in the water, they knew that it was over. They knew that the Gzeirah was finished, the decree was over. They didn't need to throw the Jewish babies into the water anymore. Says the Medrash, once Moshe was placed into the Nile River, but la gzera, the decree was ended. Pasuk says in Isaiah, referring to people who use certain types of black magic in order to know things, to understand things, to have access to information which is supernatural. So it refers to them as mitzavtzafim, which literally means those who whistle, but it can also mean a lashon of tzaf, which means to float. Or it can mean a lashon of tzofeh, which means to see. There's kind of a floating, a seeing, but you don't know exactly what you're seeing. They say things, but they don't know exactly what they're saying. Why did they decree that all the boys of the Jewish people should be thrown into the river? Because they saw that the one that's going to save the Jewish people is going to be judged by water. Which means, in our parsha, Parsha's Chukas, or for you in Chutzlar's next week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have his downfall because of striking the rock, because of the water that's coming out of the rock. So they knew that his downfall will be through water. Therefore they said, any boy that's born should be thrown in the river. This way he'll be killed by water. That's the right way to do it. They didn't really want to kill all the boys. They needed these workers. So as soon as the boy, which was Moshe, was thrown into the water, he was placed in the water. They didn't realize he was not killed. As soon as he was placed in the water by his mother in a little boat, they said, the gzera, the decree is over. They didn't realize that it was the waters of Memeriva, of the well of Miriam that they were trying to bring back, that's what he was going to be. He was going to experience his downfall. Pasuk says in our parsha, in Parsha's Chukas, these are the waters of a fight. This is the waters that they saw. The necromancers of Pharaoh, they saw and they made a mistake. Then the Medrash brings the Pasuk, which I already read to you, which we'll read again. The Pasuk says, again, there are 600,000 of them, of the Jewish people, I am in their midst. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I am in their midst. What does that mean exactly, I am in their midst? What is the concept? Moshe Rabbeinu says, because of me, you were all saved. Listen to this. It's a very strange medrash, if we think about it, which we're going to think about, we're going to talk about it. But basically, Moshe Rabbeinu says, because I was placed into the river, and they saw that I'd been thrown in the river, you were all saved. They stopped throwing babies in the river. That's the push-up shot in the medrash in Shmos. It's a funny pasuk to be quoting. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu being in the midst of the Jewish people, struggling with them because they're asking for meat, and he doesn't know how's he going to bring them meat. And Hashem says, "Don't worry, I can bring them meat." That's the context, and that's the pasuk that we're bringing to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is a part of Klal Yisrael. He's saving, as the Medrash says. We'll see it over here as well. There were 600,000 babies that either were thrown or should have been thrown into the water. And they were all saved because of Moshe. Now, what does this mean? So the Medrash says something, if we think about it, it's incredible. Listen to this carefully. This is back in Parshas Vayechi, in Bereishis. It's talking about the blessing. Hear this. It gets, the mystery is going to thicken. The plot will thicken. The Pasuk is talking about the blessing that Yaakov Avinu gave to Menashe and Ephraim, the children of Yosef. He says to them, Malach HaGoyel Esimi Kol Ra, the angel that protects me from all good, who's redeeming me from all evil. The angel who has protected me from all evil. Malach HaGoyel Esimi Kol Ra, Yevarech Es Anam, you should bless the children, Karvam Shmi, call upon them my name, v'shem avo Yisrael, the name of my fathers, Avram Yisrael Yaakov, Avram v'Yitzchak, Abraham and Isaac, right? It's Yaakov talking. V'yidgu l'arayv, v'kerev ha'aretz. Here's the thing, the fish. They should multiply like fish in midst the land. in midst, bekerev, same word. Hashem is in the midst. Well, it's not exactly the same words, besoichem, inside of them. Bekerev also sounds, it also means inside of. There's something about being inside of, but the blessing to Menashe and Ephraim is that they should be like fish. Okay, now, I want to point out, Moshe Rabbeinu was born when? Zion Adar, our sages tell us, the seventh day of Adar. And Adar, the month of Adar is the month that comes before Nisan, before Pesach. We have in Adar, we have Purim. It's the month that's related to Mashiach ben Yosef. And it's, of course, the fish. Right? The zodiac sign of Adar is the fish. And Moshe is connected to the fish, connected to the water. But let's see what the Midrash says over here. Amar Reb Levi, Shishim Ribu Tinokis, Ibru Neshasem Shal Yisra B'layla Echad. Gulan Ushalchu Layor V'Ala B'Zchusa Shal Moshe. Now, when we read a Midrash like this, we need to understand, especially, that whenever a Midrash says something, it's called a Midrash Pliya. Whenever the Midrash says something fantastic, difficult to understand, there's always something deeper that's going on. There's always a deeper pshat. It might mean the pashup shot, it might mean the simple understanding of what it says, but there's always a deeper understanding of what it says. So listen with that in mind. 600,000 Jewish people, 600,000 men, at the exact same time, all conceived together with their wives, at the same time as Moshe Rabbeinu was conceived. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out of the water, we're thinking about it, they were all conceived at the same time as Moshe, so that means they were all born at the same time as Moshe. And they were all taken out of the, we'll see what it means, maybe, what it means they were taken out of the water, but somehow they were taken out of the water with Moshe. Now, the Mefarshim explain here that Amram, as I said at the very beginning, Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, had separated from his wife Yocheved. And Miriam says to Amram, why are you separated? The Egyptians are killing only the boys, but you are going to kill also the girls. Because you're not going to have any children by being separated. And when Amram separated from his wife, all of the Jewish people separated from their wives because the Gadol Hadar, Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu's father, was the great sage of his generation. If he did it, Klal Yisrael followed him, followed his lead. Amram listens to his daughter Miriam, remarries Yocheved, conceives with Moshe. All of Klal Yisrael, all the men remarry their wives, and all of them conceive, 600,000 strong. And if you think about it, these are the people who are going to leave Egypt, right? These children who are born. And I would add, it's not clear if they're being thrown in the water or not, because Moshe, according to one Medrash, was born 3 months early. So they're still not yet born. Okay, we could talk about whether these children were thrown into the water or not. The Medrash is going to say that they were, and they came out. But V'alu b'zchusa shel Moshe, they came out in the merit of Moshe. They were conceived in the merit of Moshe, which really means in the merit of Amram coming back to be together with his own wife, Yocheved. They all were conceived. They were all born at the same time. And they were all raised out with Moshe. All of them were conceived, were born, went out of Egypt together with him because of him. That's what it says. Rav Zakai Rabba Maisi Min Hocha V'Yidgul Arabic of Arts, another pshat in it, Ma V'Ker of Arts, Shishim Ribu, Kach V'Gvul Dogim, Shishim Ribu, says V'Yidgul Arayv B'Ker of Arts. There's two different things, being like fisher in the water. But it says B'Ker of Arts, in midst the land. So which is it? So there's in midst the land, and there's also in the water. They didn't die in the land, they didn't die in the water. They weren't thrown in the water, or perhaps, before Shem explained, there was a whole miraculous thing that occurred, that they were spit out by the sea, and they whole miraculous thing that occurred. The Gemara talks about it. And the Medrash finishes off here and says, Misha Shmoy Kishem Adag Benoim Achis on the Aretz, says something which I don't know if we'll get to, but that Yoshua Benun, who we said, Yoshua was from the tribe of Ephraim, who's from Yosef, he's Mashiach Ben Yosef, he's connected also to the fish. Why? Because his name was Bin Nun, the word in Aramaic, Nuna, it means a fish. His father's name was Fish. Maybe Fishel. So, what's going on here? What's going on here? What's the depth here? What's going on here? What is the core concept that the Medrash is trying to teach us? And I think that the bottom line of it is, and of course we will connect it back to Korach, because he's the one saying that, Lama tisnasu al Kal Hashem? Why are you raising yourself up above the Kal Hashem? Korach says, you are not in the midst of the Jewish people. You are rising, you're raising yourself up above us. You're not part of us. But Moshe says, I am a part of the 600,000. So what does it mean that Moshe is a part of the 600,000? And what is the idea here? I mean, also, if you think about it, I just want to mention, because I was thinking about this and it's really quite amazing. People say, like, what? You know, he hit the rock. He spoke to the rock. Why was it such a big sin? He can't go into Israel because of it. I'm not going to discuss that so much, but it's just interesting to think about that mistake that he makes at the end of his life is something which the Khartoumim, the necromancers of Pharaoh, saw before he's even born. They knew that his downfall was going to be through water. So they were causing the Jewish children to be thrown in the sea because of that. Moshe was placed into the water because of that. Now, what's interesting is Moshe's saying, I saved you in a certain sense. I brought you out of the water. Because as soon as I was placed in the water, the gzera, the decree was over. That's what we said before. But if you think about it, the whole reason that they were being thrown in the water in the first place was because of him. And why were they being thrown in the first place because of the water? Because at the end of his life, he's going to make a mistake with water. So what is the concept here? What's the depth here? What is the Medrash trying to teach us? And what are we supposed to take from this? The depth. And it's related to the concept of 600,000, and it's related to the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef, and it's related to the concept of Moshe. Moshe also was Mashiach ben Yosef. Chazal tell us that when he took the bones of Joseph, that was what he was doing. When Klal Yisrael was leaving Egypt, getting the money and the gold from the Egyptians, Moshe Rabbeinu was getting the bones of Joseph, of Yosef, at Tzaddik. And he became a Mashiach ben Yosef at that time. He was worried about Yosef's bones. What does it mean that a Levi, Moshe's a Levi, how could he be Mashiach ben Yosef? Discussion for another time. But what the Medrash, what the Midrashim are really telling us, the core of it is that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's betoich. He's the one who is inside of the Jewish people. He's the one who, whatever happens to Moshe, this is really the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef, whatever happens to Moshe happens to Klal Yisrael. Whatever happens to Klal Yisrael happens to Moshe. When Moshe sins with the water, it's a reflection of the fact that he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and really all of his generation, anyone who was over the age of 20, which was his generation, did not go into Eretz Yisrael. Right? That means that all of the people of all of his people, his 600,000 people who were born at the time because of him, right? You see already there, whatever happens to Moshe happens to Klal Yisrael. There's like a Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik of Klal Yisrael, is in the Neshama Kolelus, the Mashiach, the person who is Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef in this case, he's in a Neshama Kolelus, which means he's a soul that's all-inclusive. Whatever happens to him happens to the Jewish people. When he is born, the generation is born. Like we saw last week, the soul of Mashiach and his generation is placed underneath the Kisei HaKavod, under the throne of Hashem's glory. And they're intertwined, right? Moshe Rabbeinu has to deal with all of the complaints of the Jewish people, right? Moshe Rabbeinu has to deal with all the troubles, right? Very similar to what we spoke about last week. It's that pasuk in the middle of them complaining about meat. Moshe Rabbeinu has to carry them, and he's giving, his power is going to go over to 70 other righteous individuals so that they can help him as well. But the depth of it is that Moshe and his generation are really one. They're really one thing. Miriam dies. Miriam and Moshe and Aaron are also kind of the Geula team, as I said before. They're like joined together. They are the all-inclusive aspect as well of the entire Jewish people. Miriam has already died. Moshe and Aaron are headed for disaster because of the death of Miriam, because the Be'er has disappeared and then they hit the rock. It's all intertwined. But it was their destiny, I would say. Kadosh Baruch, I would say better, Hashem's plan, that they're not going to bring Klal Yisrael into Egypt, into Eretz Yisrael. But what happens to Moshe happens to Klal Yisrael. He is conceived, and all Klal Yisrael, 600,000 strong, are conceived. Moshe Rabbeinu is saved when he comes out of the water. Really? Maybe this is the pshat. Maybe this is a pshat in the Medrash. When he comes out of the water, when he's saved from the water, when Batya takes him out, all of Klal Yisrael is taken out of Egypt. It's really representative of the fact that there is now a Redeemer, and he is going to save them. He's going to be able to save them because he's saved. So the 600,000 who are conceived alongside him are going to be saved because he is saved. And the mistake that he's going to make later on with the water is going to mean that they're not going to come into Eretz Yisrael with the leader of Moshe. It's all tied up together. And the mistakes of Klal Yisrael affect Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu makes the mistake with the Medrash explains, with hitting the rock, because Klal Yisrael says to him, it's a whole discussion, which rock it should be, but it's their goading that causes him to have to hit the rock. Causes him to hit the rock. I don't have to, but the deep idea here is, that the tzaddik, the Moshe Rabbeinu, and there can be more than one tzaddik. There's a Mashiach ben Yosef, there's a Mashiach ben David, even within those, there's a Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. You know, Klal Yisrael has many tzaddikim, but the person who I would say is the person that we attach ourselves to for guidance and leadership is the person who is b'soicham. Moshe Rabbeinu is somebody who is in their midst. Korach looks at Moshe and really sees himself. Lama tisnasu akal Hashem? Why are you picking yourself up, trying to raise yourself up? He's trying to really raise himself up. Right? But Moshe is the one who is besoich. He's the one who is in the midst of Klal Yisrael. He sees the hearts of the Jewish people. He knows how to lead them properly because he's there with them in their troubles. He's there in them with them with their complaining. And he's there with them, spurring them to become greater. That's who a leader is. That's who a Moshe Rabbeinu is. And Hashem is also described as B'soicham Hashem. Hashem is in our midst. And this tzaddik is in our midst. He's amongst us. The one who we want to lead us is amongst us, and he's affected by us. And he can be dragged down by us, or lifted us up by us. You want Mashiach? You want that time to come? So you got to be the person who Mashiach is able to lift up. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have been Zeichi, he would have brought the Jewish people into Egypt. It depended on them, but it also depended on him. It's like we're intertwined. The Jewish people is intertwined with the Moshe, with the leader. Bottom line, we have to try our best. We are the Moshes in our families. We are the leaders in our families. Hashem should bless. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should bless you. And we should recognize the power that we have as a leader and the effect that we have on those around us. Hashem should help us that we should indeed talk to the rock. And we should indeed see that we are like the fish inside of the sea, swimming with a school that surrounds us. We have an impact on them. And they all have an impact on us. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.